That's your reaction right there. They don't want to be on camera. You can take your mask off. Should we do it out in the dugout so you don't have to wear that mask?
Okay.
What do you got for me?
So just what Danny yesterday said, not sure yet on growing.
Right.
Do you guys have a day where you might start or not yet?
I don't think we do have a day. So, you know, I know he's going, just continuing to strengthen and continuing to do, you know, the stuff that in the training room with Nick and the training staff to get ready to, you know, start a throwing program. I don't have a date for that yet.
So it's still going to be a little bit.
I mean, I'm assuming, you know, I think, what's it been, 10 days?
Almost 2 weeks.
Close, yeah. So, you know, if you need a timeline, I can go in and talk to Nick and see if, but I haven't seen anything in terms of a date for the start of a throwing program.
Obviously, you weren't in the dugout yesterday, but when ninth inning, 5-man infield, what was the reason for Ramon being the guy to come into the infield?
I think, you know, it's probably more of a question for Brad in terms of that decision in game. But, you know, from that standpoint, I know the reasoning, obviously, you know, prevent that ground ball from going through and,
right.
you know, being able to get the runner. You know, the play that Nick had an opportunity to make, I think he just got a little rushed. In terms of, you know, how aggressive he came after that short hop, thinking the runner was going to go home. No, I think Ramon's completely capable. He's taking ground balls at shortstop.
Yeah.
And so
I was just kind of wondering, like, how it goes, like, which outfielder you, you know,
right.
choose.
Yeah. So, I mean, him and I think it was Piscotty was in left, so
yeah.
it was probably your two options.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you would ever do a 4-man outfield before? We've seen 4-man outfields a few times, but I don't think you guys have used one, like, aside from just pushing the second baseman outside.
Yeah, we haven't. You know, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't. I'm open-minded to it. You know, I think if you look at the players that have had 4-man outfields from an offensive standpoint, that we come across, maybe Gallo would be someone you might consider doing it against, but we didn't do that in New York. So, but yeah, I'm still open minded to doing that.
Mm-hmm. Was there any? Was Seth having had a couple of good at bats against Ray? I think the first time you guys saw him.
Yeah.
Was there any thought of, like, sticking him in there, or do you like him off the bench? Or?
I think I'd like him off the bench. You know, Robbie's last start, Seth had a couple at bats as well. You know, but Robbie's pretty tough on left-handed hitters, and when he has a breaking ball working, it can be a difficult day. So, giving our right-handed bats an option today to come, you know, hopefully have success off of Robbie and get us a lead.
Is there a player comp for a guy like Julio Rodriguez?
Nothing that comes immediately to my head. It would take time to think that one through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Negative. That is not a fair comp there. He's way better. Let's think. I mean, you can probably name some for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like, I think a lot of people have mentioned, like, when Fernando Tatis came out, I know that's the same position, but just kind of the style of play.
Right.
Running off over the place.
Yeah, that's probably a good comp. I mean, the excitement level he brings to the game. You know, he does play with some energy, and the tools are obviously all there. So,
Are you guys looking at Bride maybe being able to come off after 10 days, or is that?
I'd say, again, not putting a timeline on it, but telling you where he's at right now, he's still strengthening the shoulder, you know, from the injury and. At this point, we don't have a timeline for him to start baseball activity. So.
All right.
You're more than welcome to stand and watch this with me if you want.